Lesson 14.
Word list.
Border.
Dismayed.
Calamity.
Subsequent.
Anxiety.
Emerge.
Solid.
Drought.
Famine.
Bumper.
Crop.
Flank.
Highway.
Cyclist.
Track.
Beneath.
Avenue.
Mushroom.
Stack. Stacks of.
Suburban.
Proportion. A large proportion of.
Primary.
Continually.
Ensure.
Benefit.
Kindergarten.
Community.
Outstanding.
Academy.
Athlete.
Fame.
Marvel.
Feat.
Grace.
Splash.
Instructor.
Uninhibited.
Duck.
Idioms and expressions.
Every fifth, second, third, etc. year.
True to his word.
Of primary importance.
At the cost of.
For the benefit of.
Rank and file.
From the start.
Of international, national, world, fame.
Proper names.
Hewlett Johnson.
Noel Johnson.
Text.
To China at 90. 5 years ago, Premier Zhou Enlai promised to send me an invitation to visit China every fifth year until I was 200. The first 5 years have gone, and true to his word, the invitation came, and now my wife and I are here in China. We were met at the border by friends, among them the doctor who had travelled with us in 1959, so that from the moment we stepped into the People's Republic, care and kindness surrounded us on every side. We had been dismayed at home while reading of the natural calamities that followed one another for 3 years after we left in 1959. We knew that conditions were better in 1962, but the news that greeted us in Guangzhou and our subsequent visits to various communes turned anxiety into joy. China emerges stronger than ever, with more solid foundations against flood, drought, and famine. Last year, Guangzhou was visited by the worst drought in 60 years, yet in spite of this, there was a bumper crop, and the production per mu in some communes was higher than ever before. Revisiting Beijing after 5 years, we notice many things. The trees on the straight, wide roads have grown high and give deep shade. There are sometimes as many as 8 or 10 rows flanking the highway, with footpaths and cyclists' tracks beneath the trees. On the new roads, the buildings are constructed well back, so that one passes down a green avenue. New factories, new colleges and universities are mushrooming up in these districts. There are very many beautiful parks, not only the old famous ones, but new suburban parks planned round a river or a boating lake. We noticed a great increase in lorries on the country roads. Beijing's trolley buses are made in Beijing, as Hangzhou's buses are made in Hangzhou. Bicycles are very popular. There were stacks of them for sale in one big store we visited, and a large proportion of commune families own bicycles. The education of the young is seen to be of primary importance. Questions are continually asked such as, how can we ensure that our children will grow up with a revolutionary spirit? How can we ensure that they will continue the struggle we have won only at the cost of hundreds of thousands of lives? How can we train them to work selflessly for the benefit of all oppressed people? We think China will succeed here. These questions are being discussed not only by party members, but by the rank and file in the communes, in the factories and the offices. The students discuss the same questions. Kindergarten and school children are taught from the start the importance of working for the community. It is the children's own job to help less clever children and to visit the sick ones. One outstanding visit was to the Beijing Academy of Physical Culture. There we saw the athletes, some of them of international fame, and we marvelled at their feats of grace and strength. Back again in Guangzhou on our way home, we had a wonderful sight. We saw magnificent swimming pools and crowds of children arriving for their swim. The children did exercises before entering the water, and then, with splashes and shouts of joy, they were in, group after group. School teachers stood by, instructors were there, but the children were completely free and uninhibited, dancing round, splashing, ducking, and jumping in again and again. Truly, it is a new life. What China is doing today will be felt far and wide tomorrow. Interlesson 2.
Word list.
Solitary.
Reaper.
William Wordsworth.
Behold.
Yon. Yonder.
The Highlands. Highland.
Lass.
By oneself.
Gently.
Bind.
Melancholy.
Strain.
Veil.
Profound.
Overflow.
Nightingale.
Chaunt.
Note.
Weary.
Band.
Shady.
Haunt.
Arabian.
Sands.
Cuckoo bird.
Farthest.
Hebrides.
Plaintive.
Numbers.
Flow.
Humble.
Lay.
Theme.
Maiden.
Sickle.
Motionless.
Still.
Mount.
Bear.
The Solitary Reaper. Behold her, single in the field, yon solitary highland lass, reaping and singing by herself, stop here, or gently pass. Alone she cuts and binds the grain, and sings a melancholy strain. Oh, listen, for the vale profound is overflowing with the sound. No nightingale did ever chaunt more welcome notes to weary bands of travellers in some shady haunt among Arabian sands. A voice so thrilling ne'er was heard in springtime from the cuckoo bird, breaking the silence of the seas among the farthest Hebrides. Will no one tell me what she sings? Perhaps the plaintive numbers flow for old, unhappy, far-off things and battles long ago. Or is it some more humble lay, familiar matter of today, some natural sorrow, loss, or pain that has been and may be again? What Whate'er the theme the maiden sang, as if her song could have no ending. I saw her singing at her work, and o'er the sickle bending. I listened, motionless and still, and, as I mounted up the hill, the music in my heart I bore, long after it was heard no more.